You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Welcome to the Hey, I've Got a New Book podcast, starring Logan D. and Richard S. Today's book is The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, number 1, The Fuzzy Apocalypse, by Jonathan Messinger. And now, here's Richard and Logan.
Hey, Logan, I got a new book.
Cool, what is it?
It's an older review copy of The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, Book 1, The Fuzzy Apocalypse. It will be released on September 22nd, published by HarperCollins Children's Books.
Who's the author?
Jonathan Messinger.
Who are the main characters?
Finn Caspian, Abigail Abalo, Val Gill, Elias Carreras, and Foggy.
Tell me about Finn Caspian.
Finn Caspian was the first kid born in space. His mom sent them on a mission, which is to find check two planets that they haven't gone to yet and see if they're safe for them to live in the future.
What planet would that be?
I have no idea. Do you know, Logan?
I do not know.
Okay, then we will go on to the next question.
Who is Abigail Abalo?
Abalo.
Abalo.
Abigail Abalo is Troop 301 captain, can make a discussion less than 20 minutes. Usually she's not the only captain because they kind of rotate of who's the boss.
What is the Troop 301?
Well, they are basically an explorers troop, which they are a team, and they explore, and right now they're exploring space and seeing, like, the mission is to find, like, to find out if these two planets are safe for us to live in the future.
Who is Elias Carreras?
Carreras.
Carreras.
Chief technologist, which he made Foggy, which is a robot, and Finn Caspian got it for his birthday. And his name is Foggy.
What is that technology thing that you were talking about? What's a technologist?
A technologist is like someone who works on technology.
Now that you mention it, does seem kind of obvious. And when Finn Caspian got Foggy, how old did he turn?
I would say 10.
For some reason, I thought it was 8.
Well, if it was 8, that's what I would be turning next year.
If it would be 10, that would be what I'm turning next year.
Oh, yeah.
Who is Val Gill?
Val Gill. Val Gill is Sergeant at Arms.
What's that mean?
It means that he's making sure that they follow the rules. And he also kind of helped make Foggy by typing on the computer and getting up a whole bunch of videos, because, like, if they asked him to do something, he would have no idea what that means. So, and then he got a voice button.
What is an explorer's troop?
I just answered that a few questions ago.
Oh, yeah, right now I remember. I forgot. Sorry. Do the explorers have a spaceship or space station?
They have a spaceship, which the spaceship looks really small in the pictures, but really big once they go inside.
Is it in a shape?
It's like in an oval shape, or a circle, a spiel. It's like a spiel.
What's the difference between a spaceship and a space station?
A spaceship moves around, but a space station doesn't. It just stays where it is. Like a building. A building stays where it is, and like the spaceship is a car. The car moves around.
What is the adventure that the main characters go on?
They go on an adventure where they go to two planets and make sure that they're safe for them to live in the future, which I said already.
So, like, finding a safe place for them to live?
Yep, if the space station gets wrecked.
What is a fuzzy apocalypse?
A fuzzy apocalypse, why it's called that, is because there's a death bunny, which bunnies are fuzzy. And it's the end of the world, which means apocalypse. Apocalypse means the end of the world. So, like, it's the end of the world for both of the two planets because they're getting destroyed by their own, by themselves.
How do they destroy? Do they, like, explode or...
Well, number one...
Disintegrate?
The first planet... explodes. The second one gets magma all over it and melts to death.
I thought the first one was coconutted.
I don't know. That was just on fun ways to explode. Like, there's a whole bunch of ways they could explode.
And does the bunny have a name?
I just said it.
It's called a Rich, it's called a woodchuck.
Why is it called a woodchuck?
Because it can take down tree branches easily.
Well, yeah, but also a death bunny, because that's what they said it was earlier.
Who's the bad guy?
Nobody.
Richard, there is a bad guy.
Who's the bad guy?
Doug.
Who is Doug?
He's a weird alien who can communicate to your brain and make you see what he's trying to tell you. He can't talk. He's the main bad guy.
I don't remember him.
How do you not remember him? He's small. He sat on the shoulder of a big giant.
Oh, him? Okay. The alien?
That's Doug.
Okay. Makes much more sense.
And I basically already explained what they look like.
Yeah. Big heads.
No.
Well, the giants.
Well, on the giants, they're small heads.
Yep.
And the little ones, they're big heads.
Yep. Which is really funny.
Is there a character that you liked the most?
I like the death bunny because he's smart because he knows how to make a ladder. Because remember, he used vines, sticks, and leaves and used it all together to make a ladder.
No, he didn't make the ladder. He took down the tree branches while the other guy made the ladder.
Oh, okay. I thought they were making the ladder because of the picture.
Well, it's kind of a teamwork.
Wait, is there any characters that you like?
My favorite character was the guy that could build a lot of things.
Which is?
Yes, Elias Carreras.
Okay.
Well... What part do you like the most?
Chapter 6.
Why do you like it?
Because it's fun ways to explode. Like the funnest one was like a banana peeled open a banana and it was a huge ball instead of a cold.
My favorite part was where you saw Foggy sitting inside the present watching TV. I thought that was silly.
Yeah. That's funny. Do you know what I have in common with the explorers of Troop 301?
No, what?
I am part of a troop. A Cub Scouts troop.
Ah. What's Cub Scouts?
It's basically some things that are kind of about God and fun things. It's like you wake up every single time. Right now, I am a wolf. And also, Scout Law, which is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's part of Cub Scouts.
Would you like to be a member of the Explorers Troop 301?
Yes.
Why would you want to be part of the troop?
Because it looks fun.
What job would you do as a member?
I'd like to be the chef to make food for them. How about you, Logan? Would you like to be part of the Explorers Troop?
No, not really.
Why?
I just feel safer staying on the planet.
Okay.
There's too many bad possibilities off this planet. What would you like to see in the future Finn book?
I would like to see them find a planet that's the right one for them to live on.
How many chicken nuggets would you give this book?
It's not going to be 5. It's not going to be more. I'm going to give it 4.5. What about you, Logan?
I would go 4.
Why?
Just because I don't feel like... I mean, I like the book, but I don't feel like reading it again.
Me too. Okay. Well, I'm actually going to go 4.
Is there anything else you would like to add, Richard?
Nope. But how about you, Logan? Anything else you want to add?
Nope.
This has been the Hey, I Got a New Book podcast. I'm Richard S.
And I'm Logan D.
Check out our show's website at heyigotanewbook.blogspot.com.
Follow us on Twitter at heyigotabook.
Listen to us on the EMC Podcast Network.
And we are on Google Podcasts,
Apple Podcasts,
Spotify,
and Stitcher.
Like our Facebook page, Hey, I Got a New Book Podcast.
Thanks for listening to our show. Bye.
Bye.